April is Alcohol Awareness Month. These are your hosts, Bradley McLaughlin
and Antoine Powell. We are having a discussion about the issues of alcohol in the Cayman Islands with the Youth to Youth Board.
Before we start, I just want to ask you, do you know the legal drinking age?
Yeah, it is 18 years of age.
Alright, so what are some of the questions that other teens want to know about alcohol? Like, why is it necessary to use it and stuff like that?
Some feel the need to use alcohol because...
Some people feel the need to use alcohol because they believe that it will make them cool, it will make them fit in within a certain crowd, within their school or within their home community or any other place.
Say, if you, when you go out, do you get carded at clubs or bars if you go?
I think it depends on the place, but certain times I don't feel that they use ID because some people dressed up older.
Yeah. So you're saying if you look old enough and you dress old enough and you act right, they don't really ask you for cards, they just...
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. All right. And at a certain time, even if you don't get carded, which is good at... Well, not really good, but good that you get in, do you feel the need to ask security that you have to be carded?
Sorry?
So let me say that. Say if you're at a club and you don't get carded but you get in...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like in your mind that okay, anybody can get in here, so you're not really secure? So
do
you
feel like
to be carded?
I feel like there's no need to be carded because once you can get in the front gate, you can do anything. I guess you can buy alcohol at the bar and stuff like that. I don't think they will ask for ID then.
But not just the bars and the clubs and stuff. What about the restaurants? Have you ever like sat or know anyone that is on the age and sat at a restaurant and just ordered drinks, like nine?
Yeah. Many times I see like people on Snapchat and stuff. I think they actually order stuff without people asking them for ID, or they use like an older friend's ID card, like an older friend buy it for them and stuff like that.
So what about confidence? Do you think confidence plays a major role in going in underage and actually getting drinks? Because for instance, say you go in and you acting all scared and you go up, can I get a drink, please?
I think it's more monkey see, monkey do kind of thing, where you see someone, like one of your friends, they go to a restaurant and they order a drink and they post it up and they're able to get the drink when they're clearly underage, and that person is the same age as that person, and then they start to feel, okay, well, if that person can do it, I can do it too.
Alright, next question is, if you're with an older crowd and you're clearly younger than them, do you still get drinks because you blend in?
Say it again, please.
If you're with an older crowd, like you're with your friends, they're all older than you, but you're young, you can clearly see that you're a young person. Do you still get drinks because you kind of blend in?
Yes, because most people, when they're within a certain group or a crowd or their own social group, they feel the need that they don't want to be left out. They don't want to see, like, if their friends are drinking, obviously they're going to feel like, okay, I want to drink as well with them so I can be cool as with them and just keep the same status as them, the school status or friendship status with them, because if they don't do it, they may either tease them and be like, oh, well, you're afraid to drink and this and that, and they may feel a certain way. So they drink to prevent that from happening to them.
Like that, but I think like only a little bit of percent of amount of people that actually go out and can have fun without drinking, as like myself. For me, I feel like it's just the energy around me. Like, I don't need alcohol or anything. I just vibe off of people energy.
We're going to take a break and get some messages from NDC, so stay tuned.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. That means it's time to assess your lifestyle. Are you in control? Visit www.ndc.ky to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the National Drug Council
and Radio Cayman.
Not too sure if you had too much to drink? Then don't drive. Chances are, you'll get caught or have an accident. Don't risk losing your license, your freedom, or worst of all, your life. Designate a sober driver or take a taxi. You drink and drive, you lose.
This message was brought to you by the National Drug Council.
I stayed up too late, making every aid. I haven't slept in days.
We at YouthFix know some students may be stressed, so here are our top tips for you
to help see you through
this exam season.
Firstly, don't stress.
It's not the end of the world.
And you are doing your best.
Second, drink water.
Stay hydrated.
And focus.
Thirdly, take time to eat.
Food is the best comfort.
Fourthly, take regular breaks and reward yourself when you study hard.
Fifth and finally, make sure you study hard.
Everyone has greatness in them,
including you.
And it only takes a little effort to shine.
Yeah. And your crew cares for you.
And we know you'll take the world
by storm
this exam season.
Cause the greatest for the great, 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 great. And the students gonna slave, 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 slave. Baby, I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take exams, take exams.
A message from Youth Flex Radio Show.
Welcome back to the panel discussion. Say when you're drinking, do you think about the consequences of drink? Not at the point of a legal consequence, but bodily harm too. Like beforehand and at hand of drinking.
Yes, we do, but there, I feel as though the information has not really reached all the kids in certain schools because I don't think they're really educated on the negative side effects of drugs and what it can do to your body and your brain.
I think they mostly go off of like how their body feel. Like if their body feel good, well, it's actually doing something good and not noticing like the harm inside the actual harm.
So do you think that people actually drink alcohol because of peer pressure and company?
Yes.
From friends that do you think that that causes more alcohol consumption?
Yes,
I do. Like as he said before, like going out with friends and like your friends are drinking, you guys want to maybe have a competition just to see who's better and who's, you know, that actually happens.
And I feel like the company that you hang out with is the company you become. So whatever you surround yourself with, or whoever you surround yourself with, that's who you are and who you will become.
I actually have to agree with that because my grandparents and my mom's friends and them, they always told me, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So I actually believe in that. What about your limits? I know we're all teenagers, but I don't know if you had any drinking experiences, but do any of you know your limits or know anyone that knows their limits?
I do have some friends who do know their limits, and then I have other friends who continue to go on because their friends again are going on. They are, as if they go out and they order 10 drinks, and that one person who is underage orders like 5 drinks, they're gonna feel as though they need to keep up with that other person so that they could be on the same level of, in terms of where they are in their alcohol intake and the way how they feel.
Okay, good point. And do you think parents play a major role in why teens drink alcohol?
Yes. I actually do, because let's say your parents are the ones providing for you, they're taking care of you, they're in your daily life. And like if you don't have a conversation with your child about alcohol and the things that it do to your body, of course they're not going to know like what it is, although they learn from school. I think that parents impact their child on what they say to their child and stuff like that, so I think they actually play a major role.
Okay. And I also think that once you follow what your parents do, so if your parents, especially if your parents don't educate you on drugs, you're going to want to go out and see how that is and want to experience it so that you can learn from that. And sometimes where that comes from, that comes with a lot of consequences. You may get addicted to it and may not even know that you're addicted to it, because most people who are in rehab have a faulty of not owning up to the fact that they are an alcoholic. And if you are a person who doesn't have a good example in your life or someone to follow from, you're gonna automatically become that kind of person who consistently takes alcohol.
Like say you're at Pirates Week and you have a drink in your hand, even if you don't drink it, do you think that plays a role in people thinking they're cool? Because I've seen people, they've had 2 sips out of it and then they've made their friends drink the rest of it, but because they had it in their hand, they played a major role in getting cool status basically.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I actually do think that, like as I said, I'm not the person to drink. I'm not the type of person to drink. I go for people with energy. And like yeah, I think in mostly in high school, people feel the need to look cool and be popular and say, look, I had a drink. You see me at Paris Week, yeah, that drink messed me up and all kind of thing. Like that. They feel the need to do that because they want attention and they probably want like to be cool, popular, because that's air quote what is popular. Yeah.
And people hold a drink in their hand and don't drink it, most of them are guilty of maybe taking 1-2 sips, but not drinking the entire thing. But they just want to seem, and yes, that does make them feel as though they are cool and fit in somewhere. As I said before, so everybody wants to fit in with a certain crowd, no matter who you are or what you are. Everybody wants to fit in, because if you don't fit in, the reality is you're gonna
like
be bullied
or get overlooked.
Get overlooked. before even knowing a person, you're just judging them. Okay, that person, oh, he's not that cool because, for example, that person, oh, he's not that cool because he doesn't drink or nothing. There's nothing to vibe off of him. As Shanika said, she vibes off of energy, and that's what most people need to do.
I actually think that's a strong point, because a lot of people, they do a lot of things like alcohol just to be cool, but there's other ways that you can go around that to be cool. Like what you said, Shanika, she goes off of people's vibe. And other people, not necessarily going off of people's vibe, but they go off of the vibe of the music as well. You know, you don't have to drink to be cool. It's okay if you're different. I mean, drinking is not something that is actually good. So I strongly believe in that point.
And the vibe that we go off from is not only a vibe within ourselves, but a club that has the vibe that you need in order to fit in with your own self and be your own crowd, and maybe find other people who don't go into that path of drugs and the negative looks that you will get.
Just finding people just like you, like youth to youth.
So that's youth to youth.
Shout out to my
youth
to youth squad.
Youth to youth.
We'll pause and take a quick break.
I stayed up too late, making every ace. I haven't slept in days.
We at YouthX know some students may be stressed, so here are our top tips for you
to help see you through
this exam season.
Firstly, don't stress.
It's not the end of the world.
And you are doing your best.
Second, drink water.
Stay hydrated.
And focused.
Thirdly, take time to eat.
Food is the best comfort.
Fourthly, take regular breaks.
And reward yourself when you study hard.
Fifth and finally, make sure you study hard.
Everyone has greatness in them.
Including you.
And it only takes a little effort to shine.
Yeah. And your crew cares for you.
And we know you'll take the world.
By storm.
This exam season.
Cause the grade is gonna grade, 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 grade. And the student's gonna slay, 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 slay. Baby, I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take exams, take exams.
A message from Youth Flex Radio Show.
Not too sure if you've had too much to drink? Then don't drive. Chances are, you'll get caught or have an accident. Don't risk losing your license, your freedom, or worst of all, your life. Designate a sober driver or take a taxi. You drink and drive, you lose.
This message was brought to you by the National Drug Council. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. That means it's time to assess your lifestyle. Are you in control? Visit www.ndc.ky to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the National Drug Council
and Radio Cayman.
Welcome back to the panel discussion. This question has me kind of curious myself. So, what do you think? Do you think alcohol is a part of our culture? Like, when you're young and your parents giving you alcohol, do you think that that is what influences us as teenagers to start drinking alcohol?
I think it depends on the person, but most definitely, like, if your parents give you a sip, okay, and your parents made it cool to seem that, okay, I gave him a little sip, so, no, my mom gave me a little sip, so that means that it's okay to drink, okay, and stuff like that, yeah.
I do think the parents as well play a huge part in this, especially once they're giving you that little taste of how it is, so that you can feel that. Most people, they'll be like, oh, this tastes bad, but I see everybody else drinking it, so I'm going to continue to drink it as well. And then there's other people who are like, okay, this tastes bad. I know what it does to your body. I know how it has affected people. I don't want to take a part in this.
And also too, as you say, culture, like, sorry, some music, like most music, in our world or in our society, about even rap music, Caribbean music, especially, like, some music have, like, who drinking rum and drinking, sorry, I just had to throw that in there. And all these other type of music that surrounds with alcohol and drinking rum makes you loosen up and drinking wine. So, yeah, of course, the music plays a lot of part in our culture and stuff like that.
But to actually live off of what music says, in my opinion, I think you really have to be weak-minded, because...
Most definitely.
I like rap music, for instance. It talks about drugs and this and that. And, like, a lot of people that try to be bad and act cool at my school, they do a lot of that stuff. Like, they drink and they smoke and they post it on social media and stuff. But to me, that's nothing.
I feel you.
And then
when you listen to music, like, everybody listens to rap music that has drugs and alcohol, cool, but it's like, it plays on your part, as in, am I going to act like that or am I not going to act like that? And listening to music, yeah, you really have to be weak-minded, or maybe you just try to fit in or whatever, but you really have to be weak-minded, because everybody listens to rap music with alcohol, drugs and things, just for the rhythm, just for the vibe, just to rap it out, just lip sync and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean that you have to do that because you see other people do it, like follow in your own lane. I get you.
And I also feel that as though sometimes those people who are weak-minded don't have anyone, any emotional support in their homes or within their school. And sometimes the music is the only thing they get to and what they see other people do. So when they see other people doing things and they listen to a song that makes them feel a way and they listen to the lyrics and really take in those lyrics and become weak-minded, it's because they don't have the emotional and physical support that they need within their homes or school community.
Yeah, that's
so that can play a part, yeah. As well.
Alright, I don't really believe in gateway drugs, but what I am asking is, do you believe alcohol is a gateway drug? Because I believe that you have to be in a conscious mind to be like, okay, if I can handle alcohol, I can handle other drugs. So, do you believe alcohol is a gateway drug?
I do think it is a gateway drug, because then again, what you see other people do is what you end up doing as well, and especially the crowd that you surround yourself with. So when you have a crowd that surrounds themselves with 20 drinks plus rum, then they're going to bring in cocaine, ganja, weed, a hookah, anything they'll bring into the thing, into the club, so that you can try it out as well. And then you'll become a part of that. So whoever you hang out with, whoever you surround yourself with, is who you become, and that's what you will do.
I also think that people use alcohol for different reasons, but being like 18 and over, I think that's like a different, that's going into a different thing. Like once you're 18 and older, you're already legal, so you can drink, but that doesn't mean you can overdrink and harm yourself. But you know your limits, as I said. But being a teen is different because you're elite, you're underage to drink. So yeah.
The point of underage drinking, basically, when you're underage and you're drinking, I feel that once you turn 18, drinking isn't really a big part of your life, because once you turn 18, you know you're legal, you're allowed to. So when you're younger, you feel the thrill of, okay, I'm drinking, I'm not getting caught. So if I continue doing it and not getting caught, that's the thrill of life. I get a blood rush, it feels good.
That's true.
And also with other drugs, like marijuana, it's not legal in Cayman, so even if you turn 18, you still have a thrill of smoking weed because it's not legal and you can get it anywhere in Cayman.
But what they have to understand is that where you take drugs, any type of drug, alcohol, weed, anything you do, it's always going to have a negative effect on yourself, especially as a person. And it can affect your brain in many ways and your brain development. Your brain doesn't stop developing, especially when you're a young man or a woman. I can't speak for the women, but for our young men, your brain does not stop developing until you're 25 years old. So by hindering that with taking alcohol and any form of drugs, you're affecting your brain in many ways for further development.
We have some messages from NDC. We'll be right back.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. That means it's time to assess your lifestyle. Are you in control? Visit www.ndc.ky to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the National Drug Council
and Radio Cayman.
I stayed up too late, making every ace. I haven't slept in days.
We at UFIX know some students may be stressed, so here are our top tips for you
to help see you through
this exam season.
Firstly, don't stress.
It's not the end of the world.
And you are doing your best.
Second, drink water.
Stay hydrated.
And focus.
Thirdly, take time to eat.
Food is the best comfort.
Fourthly, take regular breaks.
And reward yourself when you study hard.
Fifth and finally, make sure you study hard.
Everyone has greatness in them,
including you.
And it only takes a little effort to shine.
Yeah. And your crew cares for you.
And we know you'll take the world
by storm.
This exam season.
Cause the grade is gonna grade, 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 grade. And the student's gonna slay, 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 slay. Baby, I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take exams, take exams.
A message from Youth Flex Radio Show.
Not too sure if you had too much to drink? Then don't drive. Chances are, you'll get caught or have an accident. Don't risk losing your license, your freedom, or worst of all, your life. Designate a sober driver or take a taxi. You drink and drive, you lose.
This message was brought to you by the National Drug Council.
Welcome back to the panel discussion. So, you agree that alcohol is a gateway drug. right?
Yes.
So do you think that it is a gateway drug to unprotected sex and other risky behaviors?
Well, it's just like alcohol. Like, when you're caught in the moment, you'll continue doing, taking more and more and more. And when you're high and drunk and you don't know what you're doing and you meet someone, you're not going to be thinking about a condom that night. So it could lead to many other things. Drugs can open the door to many, many, many things.
So what you're trying to say is, even if they have the condom on them, that they won't be thinking about, all right, I need to put this on.
It actually depends on the person too. But I really think, like, when you're intoxicated, some people really don't know what they're doing. So they might skip, oh my gosh, it feels so good, blah, 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 blah. And they just totally forgot about using the condom, boom, bam, she pregnant, you know what I mean?
And also, the way that alcohol affects the brain. If you're sober in the club or wherever you are, you see females as they are. But once you're drunk, everyone's pretty to you, right? Not saying that that's your experience, but I've heard that everyone looks good while you're drunk. And I've heard a story that says that the guy, he was in the club drinking, and then he went with this other woman, and to find out this woman was a man with a beard and everything. So alcohol is really messed up, and it affects your brain. It's a real messed up drug.
But not just a gateway to unprotected sex, but what do you think about stealing and fighting?
I think we'll have to go into a more scientific way of how it works on your brain and stuff like that. But yeah.
Well, yes, I think that alcohol plays opens a gateway for stealing and fighting, because once you're intoxicated and you're addicted, especially as who's addicted to the alcohol, you're going to take whatever means necessary to get whatever you want. So you're going to, if you're a drunk and intoxicated and that's what you've been living on, you don't have proper stable financial background, or you're not financially stable in general, you're going to take whatever means necessary to get what you want. So when you are when you feel how it feels to be intoxicated, and you love that feeling, and that's what you do every morning, you get up, be intoxicated, get up, be intoxicated, get up, have a hangover, get intoxicated again. You don't have the money to go and buy any more of what you need to keep that up for you. You're gonna be stealing money.
If you have an addiction to alcohol, like, you'll do anything to get it. Like, when you watch documentaries about alcohol and all these other stuff, you see people actually have to steal to get what they want. They even fight for it. They'll even do anything. And also too, when you're under the influence of alcohol, like, you don't even know what you're doing. And then, like, I think that, like, I've seen people when they're drunk and, like, they don't know how to calm down themselves. They don't know, like, what they're doing. So they just get, like, the rush of fighting and all these other stuff.
I actually like that point, because a lot of people, like you say, they just wake up, get drunk, hangover, wake up again, get drunk. They do all of this stuff because that's what they like, the feeling of being drunk to get away from life, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. And people like that, they need help, but I don't think that they're afraid to seek help, so they just run to alcohol and the feeling, the effect of alcohol to help them.
And some of them don't even know what is happening to them, because like I said before, alcohol has many effects on you, some effects that you can't even own up to, and many things that you can't own up to.
I think people actually drink for different reasons. This is where we wanted to go. People drink for different reasons. People drink because they're depressed. People drink because they want to have fun. People drink because they want to fit in. There's all these different reasons on why people drink. And I think that people should actually have, like, a support system that they can go to when they're feeling like, oh, I feel the need to drink. You should probably go to an adult or someone to, like, you know, give you advice on what to do and what alternatives you can take instead of drinking, instead of smoking, instead of doing these things.
And there are other ways to keep you from preventing yourself from drinking and being intoxicated and keeping that whole cycle, keep on making that whole cycle continuing. You can work out, go to the gym, just find something to ease your mind, put your mind at ease from whatever is happening to you.
Talk
so
to
if you're
friend.
Depressed, instead of going to, if you're depressed and you go to alcohol, go to the gym, take a walk, go walking, go to the beach, go along the beach. This is the Cayman Islands.
Even
we have
join
a beautiful.
Yeah. Even join a club. Like,
even join a club. If you're a young person, join a club.
Do you have any final comments and shout outs?
Just be aware of your surroundings and who you surround yourself with. Don't feel as though taking drugs, any form of drugs, weed, whether it's weed, cocaine, alcohol, or anything, or a hookah even, to make that will make you fit in. Nothing doesn't make you fit in. What makes you fit in and what makes you who you are is where your mind is at and where your mindset is at. So keep that in mind.
Also, you guys can join UTU. Antoine and Bradley, they've joined our club. It's great. It's awesome. Like, it's a new thing. It's UTU. You can go on our Instagram at Y2Y Grand Cayman. Yeah. Shanika.
My final comments and shout-outs is I just want to thank the Youth to Youth for coming and having this discussion, because I think it is very important for teenagers to actually know about alcohol. I want them to know that it is Alcohol Awareness Month, which is April. So just thank you for coming out. Shout out to
Youth to Youth. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.